Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And then a double play ball, the 0-2. Swing and a miss! He got him! The Red Sox sweep the Yankees! 2-0 the final today. And the Red Sox have taken 5 of 6 from the Yankees. They're within 6.5 in the American League East. They're back above 500. And what a masterful weekend here at Fenway Park.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Just when people were starting to get interested and climbing on board with this team, Keith, above 500 for the first time in forever.
Forever, it feels like. They have some real momentum. They're actually interesting.
Yeah.
And they go to the West Coast and turn around and trade their highest paid player. I don't even want to call him their best player, but their highest paid player.
Yeah.
And so I do think the fan base, which was ready to jump back on board, is very much teetering. Although the calls we've taken to this point have been pretty pro-trading Devers.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Which I'm surprised at.
In favor of it. Maybe they've just listened to us a lot because we were saying this for months now.
Yeah, they're maybe like, we were just really convincing. Maybe that's what it was.
Probably.
I think that's probably
what it is. If I know anything about us, that we're pretty convincing.
I think the calls are probably going to turn.
Yeah.
Judging on what I heard driving in on Greg's show and judging by the text line, Twitter and such. But so far, the calls have actually been pretty pro-trading Rafi Devers. Let's see. Let's try to get one on the other side here. How about Rich in Western Mass? Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So I think this whole kerfuffle between Devers and his response to not playing third base, it leaves on management and Alex Cora. So imagine 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they get rid of Betts, they get rid of Bogarts, and now Rafael Devers is here, ready to sign this contract for 10 years. Meanwhile, they've had a losing record for 3 straight years, and they say, hey, we want to make you the front and center of this organization, this franchise. And then the next day, put you at third base, and he wasn't the worst third baseman in the league. He had 14 or 15.
He was, like, legitimately the worst.
He led the AL in errors every year.
Every year. Yeah, he was the worst.
All right. Okay, but does that make up for it?
No, that's not the point.
Yeah, you were saying he wasn't the worst.
We're saying he was, in fact, the worst.
All right.
To answer your question about the bat, some years, but I think his bat is more inconsistent than people give it credit for, and I think he's overrated as a hitter here. But some years it was worth it. Like the month of May, it was really worth it.
He's kind of an every other year guy.
Yeah.
So coming from his standpoint, right, he's making $35 million a year. Mm-hmm. Last year they signed him, or is it the year and a half they signed him to 10 years? They said, hey, listen, you're going to be the face of our franchise. We got rid of Betts. We got rid of Bogarts. Mm-hmm. You're going to be our third baseman. Coming up next season, they signed Bregman to a 15% salary increase on pretty much a one-year basis.
Mm-hmm.
So now Bregman comes in. He's getting paid 15% more than Devers.
Okay.
And Devers is like, I'm supposed to be the face of this organization. You're bringing someone in after I signed this contract after one year.
But that's not.
But Rich, you're also forgetting the fact that 2 years ago, Devers was ripping the front office for not having enough good players. Like, we need better players. We all know what we need. We need better players.
Also,
got you a better player, and now you're going to just stamp your feet about it?
If Devers is mad that Bregman just makes a higher AAV when he's making $300+ million, Bregman didn't even get that big of a contract.
He has 40. Well, I guess what, 120 guaranteed if he keeps opting in. But he makes $40 million this year. Devers makes 30, but he signed long term. He has the better contract.
So if the contract bothers Devers, that's nuts. And I'm with you, Rich. Like when he demands that they go out and get help, and upgrade the talent around him, and then cries about that guy taking his spot.
Yeah.
That's just a loser mentality.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the Red Sox have been losers for a bunch of years now with Devers as the quote-unquote face of the team.
Oh, yeah. So no, he really was affected by Mookie Betts being gone, even Xander Bogarts. And I would say Devers is a better hitter than Bogarts, but Bogarts was the guy that, you know, more of a team leader, more of a, oh, 3-game losing streak. I'll talk. I'll be the face of this. I'm not going to, like, run away from it. I'll play other positions if need be. Devers was not prepared for that part of it. Like, all the attention on him. When he was one of a handful of, like, you know, young guys, like, really, you know, like, that wave of talent that came in 2018, great. Like, you kind of like fit in with that group. But then when you peel everybody else away and like, you're the guy now, like, he wasn't prepared for that.
He did talk to the media last night. This is odd timing. Do you have this, Nick? It's just quick. When he was asked about whether or not all the drama is behind the Red Sox and the sideshow of this year. This is in the clubhouse after the sweep yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Like, all the drama, distractions, all that stuff is behind you and behind the team from earlier.
Gets up also.
Yeah, that's
us. Okay.
Wow, he could see the future.
So, but I don't know if he knew the trade was finalized. I don't
probably not.
I don't think he did, but yeah. He had to have known it was close.
Yeah.
I
think it was the home run that sealed it. He smacked the home run and the Giants called him back. Like, we'll do it now. We'll do it now. We just saw that.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't think Devers knew at that moment he was gone, but I think he knew he was on his way out. Yeah. And according to Buster Posey, the GM of the Giants, they've been talking with the Red Sox now for a few weeks, and they've been having a back and forth. And
a few weeks, and that's all you could get?
Well, I'm just saying, I don't like the return either, but I don't think this is out of left field for Devers. Maybe the exact timing. He didn't because they pulled him off the flight. He didn't necessarily expect it was going to go down right when it went down, but I think he had a good idea he was about to get traded in the coming days or weeks. I think he knew that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to Cora's response. So they are going to have a Zoom today?
Yeah, who's on it?
What is this, COVID?
It's Breslow and...
No, it's not Cora. I think it's Breslow and Kennedy maybe? Yeah. Kennedy did say last week he would play the field if need be.
He's
ready to play the field.
He also called him...
yeah, with the Giants, maybe.
He also called him the best left-handed hitter in baseball, and they turn around and trade him.
Best left-handed hitter in baseball?
I thought that's what he said.
A lot of hyperbole around with this guy.
It's a wild thing to say, knowing that you're having trade discussions with him.
Yeah.
I heard Curtis ripping Kennedy for this morning.
Deal him for a rosin bag.
Yeah, like, you're talking him up.
Yeah.
Like, why were you talking him up so much? Maybe to talk the Giants into doing the deal, I guess?
I don't think you needed to, based on the return.
That's fair.
The Zoom meeting will be interesting. Whenever, I don't know if that's scheduled yet. Have they announced when that's coming out?
According to Chris Cotillo,
we have time.
Craig Breslow, Sam Kennedy will speak to reporters on Zoom at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ah, 8
p.m. Eastern.
Come on,
we're not on the air.
Well, they had to get all the way to Seattle to avoid the media. So
that's a good point.
8 p.m. Eastern. All right. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Cora pregame as well.
But Arcan will be on tonight, leading into pregame.
Yeah,
so he'll have like a
pregame's 8:40.
Yeah.
So Arcan will have some time. Yeah.
Yeah. Might even play that. We'll see.
All right. Good. We'll lock in on that. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, fellas. How we doing? Good morning. Appreciate you taking a call.
No problem.
Talked about this with Bradford last night when he was on WEI. Back on March 10th. Yeah. Bradford came out with an article. It's actually a WEI article talking about how Alex Bregman is this great fit for a mentor. And I agreed with it. And coming from someone who coaches and has been around baseball a while, I just think there was something more going on here. You got Bregman being advocated as this leader. You got all these guys to see around the league, Judge for the Yankees, Trout for the Angels, these guys stepping up in the leadership roles. And the opposite is happening with Rafi Devers. Complete opposite here. We see management put in a tough position. Alex Cora's job, I mean, God, give the guy a break. 2 weeks ago, finally came to a head, and I realized two things are going to happen. One, Devers is going to get traded, or two, Cora's going to get fired. And 313 million reasons, is that an investment you want Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer around?
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, those guys have already moved positions more than Rafael Devers has.
They sure have.
In the field. I know people keep pointing out he did move guys. He moved to DH. That doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I think that would be a minor piece of it for me.
Yeah,
like having Devers
really...
around the young guys, that would be a minor piece.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have like 26 great dudes necessarily.
It might free up Bregman to be more of a lead. Like, I think... Outwardly,
he already was going to be. Because remember the last couple of years, they're like, Justin Turner's the leader.
But,
like, isn't this Devers' team? And it's like
Devers is I think getting Devers out of there does free up Bregman within the club. Like, I think a lot of us on the outside view him as the leader, but I think there are a lot of people who probably looked at Devers as that guy. I think he was resistant to really take on an outward leading role, like with the media and things like that. But I do think this frees up Bregman to do it. That wouldn't be the main reason to trade him, but I think that's a byproduct of it.
Do you think there's any truth to that where they said if we're going to make a major change, it has to either be Devers or Cora? Would you look at it that way?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I would still move on from the manager, although they've gotten hot.
And what do you think Cora
had a good weekend.
What do you think Cora's reaction and feeling is towards this?
I don't think he likes it. What did he put out on Instagram? Didn't he put out, like, hugging Rafael Devers with Gracias or something like that? Did he put
well,
that out
I know,
there?
But what you do publicly is often very different
That's
than
true.
What you feel
and maybe,
privately.
Maybe he just knows how fans were going to rip this, and so he's looking supportive of it.
He always wants to be on the popular side.
Yeah. I bet Cora doesn't like it.
Probably not. Probably not. But he's also one of the reasons this happened. And I don't know if he acknowledges that or realizes that.
Yeah, Cora's a big problem.
But advocating for Bregman has pushed for this, and then kind of staying out of it and getting your owner involved, that sped all this up. You know, if Cora did things differently, then maybe Devers is still here.
We were talking about this off the air, whether or not there's going to be a smear campaign of Rafi Devers. And
it started in April.
Okay, well, I first of all think he deserves the smear campaign.
Probably
like,
March, actually.
Like, if the guy was demanding trades, and how bad really was it behind closed doors? Like, I kind of want the smear campaign on this.
Yeah.
Because I think it was bad.
Yeah.
And I've thought it was bad since spring training, as have you, Keith.
Yep.
But I want to actually know. In this case, I think this is a player who deserves a smear campaign. And as you said, it's not really a smear campaign. We were talking about it in real time, all of these various issues.
Yeah. So what did they do? They bench you? Oh, no, they didn't bench you. Did they move you down in the lineup? Oh, no, they didn't move you down in the lineup. You still play every day? They actually want you to play the field now? Okay. Like, I'm sorry. I don't really feel bad for the player. I usually take the player's side in most things, especially in football, because their contracts are different. But when you have $300 million guaranteed to you and you're still hitting, you're batting second, I don't have any sympathy.
No, me neither. I thought that last caller was going to reference when you asked Brad Foe a month or so ago. You're like, what happens first? Devers gets traded or plays the field? And he very quickly answered, traded.
Traded.
And Brad Foe was right.
Yeah, he's not playing the field.
Touche. I'd listen to Brad Foe. Now,
although they stick him on the hot corner this Friday with the Giants against the Red Sox, and he just makes these unbelievable plays.
It'd be hilarious.
Like Nolan Arenado over there.
Because Chapman's hurt, right? Meaning
Matt Chapman
for the Giants is hurt, their third baseman. It would be hilarious if they're
third.
Like, hey, man, could you just play third until Chapman comes back and he goes and does it?
Honestly, he might. I feel like when you change teams, you're more willing to take a different role than the team that you were
and
on.
I bet he's like, screw them.
Yeah.
And
yeah, right.
So, I mean, like, I get that aspect of if Devers did it, I would understand him being mad at the Red Sox and wanting to prove a point, but it would just kind of prove our point all along. It's not that hard to pick up a glove and go over there. 617-779-7937. Johnny's in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be honest, you disarmed me a little bit because a few segments ago, it sounded like you said something to the effect of like, well, maybe if they get, this guy Hicks to pitch well, he'll be a front-end starter.
No, Harrison.
Not, maybe
Harrison,
it'll be
Hicks.
Like the Mookie. Harrison, Hicks, they both suck. And then you got, you said like, maybe, let's be honest. And then you said, maybe it'll be like the Mookie Betts trade again. And I was thinking, guys, like, the Mookie Betts trade was catastrophic. And if this is going to be Mookie Betts trade part two, and that is such an incredible embarrassment. And so, for me, I don't mind trading Devers. He was a jerk, whatever, fine, trade him. But you got to give me something. Give me a top 50 prospect, top 25 player that we know.
I think, Johnny, this guy was the 11th prospect in baseball last year. So he's come up to the bigs, and he hasn't knocked it out of the park.
And the guy Tibbs was the 13th overall pick in the draft last year.
I don't believe he's a top 100 prospect right now, though.
Tibbs?
I don't think he is.
Okay.
No, I don't know, and he isn't. I'm just saying
he's their third best prospect, not a top 100.
But I'm saying when Harrison first came up, he was a highly touted prospect. Now, maybe he can't pitch. Maybe it won't work out. I mean, sometimes prospects come up and struggle. Christian Campbell, it was a highly touted prospect. He's come up and really hasn't hit outside of April. So that doesn't mean he can't play or you don't feel good about him long term. I would put Harrison in a similar boat. I think there's zero chance this is anywhere near as bad as the Betts trade, which is one of the worst trades of all time.
No, it is. So
this guy's not going to make you regret trading him like Betts did. This guy's not that good.
Is Devers going to be runner-up in the MVP twice, win two World Series, and be a perennial All-Star the rest of the way?
No
chance.
Maybe the All-Star thing, but not the other two.
He's made like three in his whole career.
But I'm saying, maybe he'll be an All-Star every year, which is a nice player.
But do you think
he's not going to be an MVP candidate? He's not going to win.
I had a buddy text me, I'll give him credit for this, but he was saying that by the end of Devers' contract, do you think that could look like the end of Miguel Cabrera's contract?
Like maybe.
Miguel Cabrera could barely even pick up a bat by the end of his career.
I think it could look like Pablo's.
Okay, so they've already taken the field away from him, but now you're hitting, and then the wheels can fall off. Like that's not necessarily the build that is built for longevity, but we shall see. Yeah, the Mookie Betts one, you know, I guess it's a little apples and oranges too, because Betts didn't have a contract, right? Betts was, had 1 year left. We all say pay him the money, but, like, you know, we don't really know if he 100% would have taken it, would have gotten the free agent. Devers, you did have long term, but they clearly had buyer's remorse about it, and they found an opportunity to get out of it.
Well, and I don't think they ever really wanted to do it in the first place. Let me find.
But that's also why I feel like you should have been able to get a little bit more from the Giants, because there's no, well, will he re-sign? There was no question about will he re-sign. Like, you have him. And if you like him, and I assume San Francisco likes him, you got a bunch of years for him, but you don't have to do any negotiation.
Yeah, so it's in the Julie McWilliams story, who formerly is at the Globe, and I imagine, you know, working for John Henry, he has some ownership sources, I would imagine. But he's now at CBS Sports. He's a national reporter there. And I think he had great stuff here today. He said they asked him to take grounders at first and third in spring training. He refused and asked for a trade. This is the reporting of CBS Sports. In that same story, he says, you'd figure that Devers at 28 could handle all this. It was Bloom, not Breslow, who signed Devers to this deal. And even Bloom had some trepidation. Ownership overruled him on the Devers contract. Mm. They'd already traded Betts and knew it was a mistake. They'd let Bogarts walk. They couldn't dare let Devers go, too. Ultimately, Bloom complied with his boss's wishes. So I don't think anybody really wanted to do the Devers deal. Bloom didn't want to do it. I don't think Henry wanted to do it, but he knew it was a PR disaster if they didn't sign him. And so that's part of the reason they're moving on, beyond him just being an a-hole all year. And I don't think they got enough in return. I think all those things can be true.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, when the headline is Devers traded, that alone doesn't, like, break me or spin me off into, like, a downward spiral. But then you're like, they saved a lot of money. You're like, okay, I don't really care. No. I don't need that. And then you're like, here are the players they got. And you're like, is there, like, another page?
I'm saying, if Harrison...
Did I miss a name or two?
If Harrison turns into a front-of-the-rotation guy, then I think you made a good trade.
You feel better
about it. But I have no idea if he's going to reach that potential or not. He hasn't yet in parts of three seasons in the big leagues.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. David's in New Hampshire. Hello, David.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Very good.
Excellent.
You there? I just wanted to. Yes. Hold on.
We'll wait. No. Let's hold.
It's great.
Here we go. Here we go.
You ready, David?
Yeah.
All right.
Waiting for you guys for a while.
Shoes on the other foot.
Is the main point that I wanted to bring up that nobody seems to be talking about is, I mean, a little bit this morning, that he's not really the face of the franchise. I watch the Red Sox every night. I listen every night. The guy that I get excited to watch is Jaron Duran. Somebody like that. Somebody who hustles. Somebody who's a team player who tries hard every play. Somebody like Devers, he doesn't come off as that type of guy.
When he walks down to first base on national television? Yeah, no, he's definitely not a guy who hustles.
He half hustled on that one play that we talked about for a while.
He motored right out of the box and then he gave up.
Yeah.
So would you rather they traded Duran or Devers, Keith?
Oh, Devers.
Me too.
Devers.
Like I would rather have Duran than Devers. And now that's not even factoring in like the financial component. I think Duran's a fun player to watch. I've never really thought Devers is a fun player to watch. It's fun when he hits a home run.
Oh, he can smash some dingers here and there. Yeah.
But Duran running around the bases, stealing home, stretching singles into doubles, things like that. I think that's a fun thing to watch. And so even keeping the financials out of it, I like Duran as a player more than Devers. I'd acknowledge Devers has been more consistent and has been better, but I'm happy they traded Devers and kept Durant.
It is sort of like a side topic, but when you think of like the popularity of the player, so not even what they do, not even what their stats are or whatever, but some of these big trades like Nomar Garciaparra, Mookie Betts, Rafael Devers, it's not even close. Like when you would go to Fenway games, how many number five Nomar jerseys would you see?
They were everywhere.
How many Betts jerseys would you see?
Everywhere.
Devers? They sell them? Have you ever met somebody with a Devers jersey?
I'm sure they sell them. I saw someone in the Twitch chat.
It's not a very popular one. I know they sell them. I'm just saying, like, it's not one that you see all the time.
I saw somebody in the Twitch chat say, as a Father's Day gift, they got a Devers City Connect for their dad or from their dad. I forget which way. And that's one that...
all right, well, let me ask you this.
Hopefully you kept the gift receipt.
Or does it say Devers on the back, or is it just number 11? Because you can always wait and hope that they get another great number 11.
It's a throwback, Tim Nearing.
Well, like, who would have thought that my D. Brown jersey is now a Jalen Brown jersey?
That's a good point.
Who would have ever thought that?
That's a great point. Who knew?
Who would have ever known that?
617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. I do like this. Hey, nitwits.
Are you the one guy that is just like apparently a baseball genius?
Oh, no.
Is that guy?
No. That's a Rhode Island texter. This is is somebody from your state, Keith. Speak for New Hampshire.
Clearly, he has free texts over here. Otherwise, he's got to be bankrupt.
Hey, nitwits. Trading Devers in itself is not the problem. The return and the timing is the problem. I feel like that's
we said that at 10 o'clock.
It's exactly what we've been saying.
10:01, we started with that.
All day long. Yeah. I feel like we've been saying that.
Morons.
And I'm more open to, I think, Harrison than you are, that he could
click
as a front end of the rotation guy. But that's a major what if.
Yep.
That's far from a lock. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Red Sox Nation, yay or down? What do they think of this deal?
The biggest thumbs down, Matty. What is going on, man? Like, it feels like a bomb went off. Like, before this trade broke, I got a message about it, a couple of messages being like, something's about to go down. There's a little bit of commotion going on. And then I hear it's about Raffy. And I'm like, well, this type of stuff probably gets talked about behind the scenes all the time. So I didn't put a ton of stock in it to coming to fruition. So then we get like the breaking news out of nowhere. We were kind of on high alert because then I got told, there's a very high chance this is going down. We're like, they're not going to trade Raffy. They just swept the Yankees. Raffy just homered today. They just got back over 500. You've been trying to salvage the season. You finally get there, and then you trade Rafael Devers. Something to me that we're not hearing the whole story here.
I love Carrabas. We know the whole story.
As I said, the story's been pretty out in front of everybody for months.
We've been trying to tell you the story. You didn't want to hear it. And I don't mean specifically to Jared, but I mean a lot of Red Sox fans out there.
Specifically to Jared. No, we talked about this off and on all year long.
The Devers thing. Why are you guys, last week, Kennedy brought it up out of nowhere.
Right.
And we were talking about Devers and how he won't move. And, you're rehashing. It's water under the bridge. It's not a big deal. No, it was such a big deal. The Red Sox traded
Breslow
him.
Had to try to throw water on that it too. When Greg asked him about it. And then it was funny because the morning show was asking Breslow. They're like, what did they say? They're like, so actually, this would be a good cut. We got to pull back. But he's like, so you're telling us Breslow or Kennedy doesn't know what he's talking about? And Breslow's like, no, I didn't say that. You should have said that that's what it feels like. It's true.
That is a good point.
Also, are you guys locked in for the Zoom tonight at 8 o'clock?
Okay, 8
p.m. Zoom
Carrabas,
for Breslow and Kennedy.
Carrabas had a tweet about this.
Okay.
And it's Jones and Keefe. We're brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Here's what Jared tweeted. He said, this should have been addressed, meaning the Zoom, at 8 tonight.
Yep.
This should have been addressed 30 minutes to an hour after the trade was made official. So insulting and tone deaf to field questions over 24 hours later. You just traded the face of the franchise and couldn't be bothered.
That's debatable.
Couldn't be bothered to face the music the same day. Very lame. You feel strongly about this too.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I guess, I don't know. I'm not a PR person. I don't know when, like, how you would have done it, how you would have orchestrated it, but they do have a road trip, right? They're out in Seattle now, so that's different. So it'll be 5 o'clock local, but I feel like 8 o'clock here is pretty lame. Like, not putting it earlier. You know, I am frustrated by that. Now, we'll see how this whole thing goes. Could be a bit of a mess, and it's not like we won't have a chance to talk about it, but I thought 24 hours post the trade does seem a little weak to me.
What do you think they do in this Zoom? You think they rip him? Do you think they say he requested a trade? Do you think they shovel dirt on his grave? Do you think they try to take the high road? Like, what do you think they do?
I think they might try to take the high road, but I think it's gonna be easy to kind of read between the lines. There might be some subtle shots there at him. Be like,
I hope they rip him. I hope they rip him. I think he deserves to be ripped. I hope they rip him.
I don't know if they will.
I hope they do. I bet.
Yeah, of course. That's always better, but like, I don't know if they will.
But I don't even mean for content. I just mean like they should. He deserves to be ripped.
I think they're going
to. He was a selfish a-hole all year long. He deserves to be ripped. They should rip him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take the high road on this. I bet they do, but they shouldn't.
They do, because then it could turn, and then they're going to have to answer questions about the return, and then that's going to get out of hand. Like, they're going to be like, hey, look at us, like, you know, pat each other on the back. And then it's like, you guys got Jordan Hicks who sucks.
Right.
Like, whatever.
Okay, so what you're saying is Sam doesn't know what he's talking about.
I did not say
that. Whoa. You should have said that because you would have been right. So now you're both wrong. I don't know if they necessarily rip him. That would be very entertaining. I think it's going to be one of those things where,
how about not rip him, but will they say he requested a trade? Like, will they volunteer that level of stuff?
I think so.
Which would get people on, some people, not everybody, but people who are kind of on the fence.
I don't think so.
I think that would bring people to the team's side.
I think people are pretty dug in because it has been so public.
Well,
like, going back to the Kravis thing, I disagree with them. Like, people have been dug in all along. Like, people have been like, all right, this guy shouldn't have to play first base, right? There's people adamant. They're like, hey, you just told him a DH, now he's DH. Then there are others like, hey, be a good teammate and play first base a couple times a week because they need you to, and you won't do it. There's a lot of people that say, you're paying this guy $300 million. If your boss tells you to do something, you go and do it. You're going to collect all that money. So he's been very polarizing throughout the year. So I bet they allude to a couple things about how a little rocky spring. It was spring training. It was kind of rocky.
Yep.
You guys saw that. And then they'll say something about the Casas and Bregman injuries and being like, you know, we had to pivot. We had to do something that we didn't plan on. But, like, he kind of put a stop to that. They'll make some reference to that. They'll probably even point out, because it was so public, John Henry, his involvement, going out there and talking to him, and how they kind of hit a brick wall. And then they're going to say the old, we thought this is what was best. This will aggravate a lot of people. They'll say, we feel this was best for everybody involved. Like, they're going to be like, this was also best for Raffy. I hope they don't say Raffy, but they might. This is what's going to be best for us long term. We also feel like this will be the best for Devers as well, which will just piss off fans more.
Good morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
So anyway, we'll be reacting to that, I guess, tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently.
Here on Jones and Keefe, since that's going to be an 8 p.m. start time. It is Weasley, and speaking of Weasley, Henry should talk on this. You know, Henry talked after the Betts trade, didn't he?
Ooh.
I think he did. I think that might be one of the last times he talked publicly.
Well, he was at one of those fan fests that went poorly.
That's true.
Yeah.
But in
and
terms
then
of,
that guy yelled at him on the street, got him to sign Devers.
But even FanFest is different than, like, actually taking a Q&A from the media. But the reason Henry would be valuable here is I think the people in the room were wasn't it just Henry, Cora, and Devers? Wasn't that it? Breslow wasn't allowed in. It wasn't Sam Kennedy. I don't even think there was a translator.
Henry, Cora, Devers. Yeah,
I think it was just those three. And so Henry won't do it. But this is a story where the owner absolutely should talk.
I also can't wait for Cora's next couple of interviews, including Wednesday, I assume, on WEEI Afternoons. How does he kind of skirt that line where it's like being respectful to Devers publicly, but also not throwing Henry or Breslow under the bus? He's in an interesting spot.
I don't think Cora's afraid to throw people under the bus. So
Breslow.
It'll be interesting to see who he throws under the bus.
Yeah, true.
I don't think he's afraid to throw GMs under the bus. Alex is in Connecticut. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. You know what? I kind of agree with you guys. I'm glad he's gone. I got no problem he's gone. He's overweight. He's got a big attitude problem. You know, he can't run. He can't try and run out for a hit. You know, running out, that's labor. You know, I'm watching him last night, and I was calling before they reported he was gone. I was screaming at the TV, you know, first and second, nobody out, double play. First and second, nobody out, double play. And then he finally hits his home run.
I was going to say, in fairness, let's at least point out he hit a home run.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get your point, Alex.
You know, but what I like to understand is, why didn't we lease from San Fran? Why didn't we get their number one prospect, who's the first baseman?
Okay, so that's
good
that's
question.
Fair.
Like, good question. The return is leave something to be desired.
Well, Harrison can be viewed as a top flight prospect.
Okay.
He was a year ago.
This is Jones's guy, Nick. We got to get him a jersey or something.
He loves a guy that was coming out of the bullpen and now they're just starting to stretch out to be a starter.
But I'm just saying, like, he was
with
a
career 4.5 ERA.
Okay. But like,
sorry, hey, fit right in with some of these guys.
Christian Campbell is not hitting right now, right? Is he?
No.
Is he like all of a sudden a player you should give up on?
Maybe.
Or does he still have a high ceiling?
Well,
don't you want to send him back down?
In all seriousness.
No, but I think, but this, he needs to go back down to get his confidence back up. But do I think he's done as a big leaguer and like he'll never hit? I don't believe that.
But if you had a bet on the three guys, if of the three studs, one of them's a bust.
Yeah, Campbell is the one.
For sure.
For sure. I agree with that.
Okay.
But he kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it's super early. I'm not saying that he is, but I just have way more confidence than the other two.
So, Harrison needs to hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Hicks to me is a bullpen arm. I think he's hurt right now.
See, I'm...
The two A-ball prospects to me feel like lottery tickets. Maybe that's too strong because one guy was fourth in the Giants organization, but he's not a top 100 prospect. Like, I think it kind of has to be Harrison hitting. See, and if he doesn't, then it's going to be a bust of a trade.
See, I'm less of that, actually, than the you need to give out a $300 million deal to somebody who's worth it.
Okay.
If you sign Kyle Tucker and Harrison stinks, whatever, but you wouldn't have probably signed Kyle Tucker if you still had Devers under contract.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that in baseball, the top payroll teams, and I know a lot of people scoff and say maybe the Red Sox aren't that, which you might have a leg to stand on after this trade, but that's one thing where you might not, you know, get a big money contract back in or even like an all-star player back in a trade like this. But if you're super aggressive and get Pete Alonso and or Kyle Tucker, you're like, okay, that kind of rights everything a little bit.
Yeah.
It puts the payroll back up to where it should be, somewhere in the top 10, top 8, top 7, and you'll feel a lot better. I mean, if they reportedly offered Soto a lot of money and would have been interested in Vlad Guerrero had he not signed his deal with the Blue Jays, well, they better not be left with nobody next year.
Agreed. And look, I hope they go out and they spend in a big way. In the meantime, it does free up different spots in the lineup. It's a way to get Anthony and Meyer in there every day. Those guys need to hit. So with Devers gone, especially with Bregman still hurt, that frees up a spot in the lineup. Do you think there's any chance they take Yoshida off mothballs now? Because that would go right back to clogging up the DH spot.
Yeah, I heard Bradford talking about this last night. He came in. They did like an emergency Christian Arcan show. Bradford was in. And RK was like, can he even play? Like, what's his status right now? And it's really weird because 2 years ago we were told he's just a DH. He can't field. And they're like, well, he's on the IL because he can't throw. You're like, yeah, he doesn't need to throw if he can hit.
I don't need
him
throwing.
But there was no spot for him. He literally only would have been a pinch hitter because Devers was playing DH every single day. And I guess Yoshida has been taking batting practice and socking dingers and everything else. So, yeah, my guess is you do see Yoshida brought up.
Look, I would have mixed feelings on that. Like, on the one hand, he's just being wasted right now. On the other, I don't need that guy in the lineup every night.
I don't think he'll be in every night.
And so, but if he's getting some games at DH,
yeah,
that's fine. He shouldn't be in the lineup every single
day.
But
also, put him out there, let him hit a little bit, maybe trade him. Because that's another guy's clogging up a spot.
I'd be on board with that.
Teams might not be thrilled to trade for him right now, but if you prove that he's healthy, at least healthy enough to hit, you know, some team would take him as a DH.
617-779-7937. We got more of your thoughts on the Red Sox, their weekend. Just when they're turning a corner, are they losing all their momentum now? And are you giving up on the Red Sox season now that they've traded Rafael Devers? We'll get to that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The set and the 3-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air. Pretty well hit in center field. Rafaela back by the 379 marker, and he makes the catch. Thank goodness for that cool breeze blowing in from center. The Red Sox win. The second in a row in this series against the Yankees for the Red Sox. Four straight wins now, and six in their last seven to get back to the 500 mark for the first time since they were 27-27.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We've been reacting to the Rafael Devers trade all day long. We'll continue to do so. Red Sox will be holding a Zoom call. Keith, you said this earlier. What is it, COVID? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, Zoom. Classic. Hop on the old Zoom.
At 8 p.m.
Are they just thinking that beat writers don't travel to Seattle, I guess?
I have no idea.
There'll be people there.
Yeah, are they waiting for people to get on the ground there? I don't know what their justification is.
Are they not in Seattle? Where are they?
They should have done it. Oh, meaning Breslow and Kennedy?
Breslow.
Were you telling me that
Cotillo said that
Brezel's on the way to Seattle?
But a lot of beat writers don't travel, especially the West Coast.
So yeah, I don't know. They've gotten
the game has changed in many ways.
They've gotten 24 plus hours to get their story straight. We'll see how they do tonight when they talk. Just because I think it's worth reiterating, it's been a while since we've said it. You don't think the season is over now that they traded Rafael Devers?
No, not
right?
at all.
Like I heard Curtis say this today. I've seen others say it on Twitter, text line, Twitch chat. Like ownership mailed it in on this. They've given up on the season. I don't feel that way. Now, we may look back and say, yep, that was the line of demarcation. The team quit because ownership didn't believe and they cheaped out and valued $250 million or whatever's left on the deal in savings over actually competing. I still think they can keep this momentum going. They've been dysfunctional from the start. Getting the most dysfunctional guy on the team, off the team, I think is an important step. But we'll see how they play, but I'm not giving up on the season.
They were doing so well with them. They were one game over 500 and out of the playoffs. So it's an easy mark, you know, going forward. All right, so with Rafael Devers on the team all season, they played to one game over 500. So the rest of the year, do you think they can go more than one game over 500? I do.
I do too.
Now, hopefully Bregman comes back a little sooner rather than later. Hopefully these young guys hit. I know there's some hopefullys, but those were also true when Devers was here. And I think there can be like a little bit of a rallying cry. You know, we talked about it in the Ewing theory that Bill Simmons has always put out. Like when the best player goes down, like is there now sometimes that's injury, but sometimes it's trade. And like does the rest of the group kind of rally around together and then go on a little bit of a run?
Yeah. We talked about it with Jalen. Worked for a couple of games. Then it didn't.
Right.
We talked about it with Marchand. It worked for literally two games, and then they went right down the toilet.
Then it did not.
But I think this team, especially compared to the Bruins, maybe not than the Celtics, but I think this team has a lot more left on the team than the Bruins, who completely blew it up at the trade deadline. That was giving up on a season.
Yeah.
I don't think the Red Sox are doing that. But you just said it. Anthony, Meyer, those guys got a hit. Nick popped in the last break. I guess because Yoshida's on the 60-day L, they have to wait to activate him?
Put on the 60-day on May 22nd. You have to be on for at least 60 days.
Okay.
All right, well, never mind.
So scrap that plan. Maybe he can DH
never
in July.
Mind.
617-779-7937. Let's go to your phone calls here. Bernie is in Boston. Hello, Bernie.
This is actually Brennan, but you're all good. So, let me just call this out. Anybody who's calling today that compares this to the Nomar trade are absolute donkeys. All right. So Nomar was damaged goods already in 04. He's hurt. He wasn't the same player he was after 04, all that. Beyond that, you had a stud lineup around them. I get there were 500 at the time. You have, besides Bregman, who's hurt, Duran, and then that bum Story. You have a minor league lineup right now, a minor league lineup. It's not going to get better. I honestly hope and will be rooting on Friday that Rafi takes Dobbins deep three times into my cubby hole.
Okay.
It's possible.
It's crazy. We haven't even said this on the air. We were talking about it before the show. They are playing the Giants later this week.
Wild. The three-game series are Friday night. I know.
Crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't argue the fact that the 04 lineup was loaded with or without Nomar.
Yeah.
This lineup isn't loaded, but I still think there's upside.
And Devers right now is having a better season than Nomar in 04, who was hurt, and then they dealt him. But Nomar had a much better track record leading into that season.
Devers has 20 more RBI right now than the second most on the team, which is Jarren Duran.
He's got a pile of RBI.
Yeah.
That is definitely true. But like we haven't seen Bregman playing with Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer. Right? Like, I think when those three guys are all in the lineup together, it might not be as, you know, minor league lineup, like the caller was saying. It's not 04, but 04 is also one of the great teams they've ever had.
Correct. Since he brought up Dobbins, I'll give Dobbins credit for the way he pitched over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of a firestorm with the Red Sox, the Yankees, the rivalry, the whole thing. We'd be spending more time on it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Without this trade, we'd be spending a lot of time on it probably today. I do want to give Dobbins some credit for pitching well in both of these games. He gave up the early home run to Judge on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah.
And then settled in, and then he pitched really well on Saturday.
He's found a way to stay in the rotation because there's been some uncertainty kind of all around it. You have Garrett Crochet. Buehler and Giolito are like good one day, bad the next. Bayo's been all right. I don't think you're counting on any of the other guys to come back really anytime soon. So, yeah, Hunter Dobbins kind of helped solidify things a little bit.
Yeah. And so I don't know how long you can count on it. I don't know how long it's going to last for, but give him credit for pitching well in that series. I'll say it again. I'll give Cora credit for the way he managed in that series. I didn't like the idea of not playing Meyer and Anthony most of the weekend. They only started one game each, right? and it wasn't even in the same game.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Duran to get a night off. He got Romy and Ref in there, as he likes to call them. Not like the lineup was lighting it up, but they've won 5 out of 6, stacking their right-handed lineup against the Yankees.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, even though I didn't like it going in, I'll give Cora credit for it.
I mean, they didn't score a million runs,
no.
So I guess you could still quibble with the lineup a little bit. But those two guys are lefty specialists. Like, Romy Gonzalez and Rob Refsnyder, there should be a spot somewhere in there. And now with the DH spot open, it's a little even easier. You know, you can put those guys in there against the lefties at all times. But speaking of Meyer at third base, I know he only got, what, one start in the series over third?
He made a couple of good plays.
Pretty comfortable over there for a guy who's a natural shortstop. He looks pretty good. Now, I assume Bregman will just take his spot when he's back, but Meyer's got to play. That'll be another question. There's been a million questions about where guys play on this team because just the way that they're built. But maybe he goes back to second base for a little bit. I feel like he could do that. He could probably even play first. Not that I want him to, but he probably could.
Yeah, he can. He's not going to gum up the works like the last guy did and refuse to move around. I hope not. And if he does, we'll criticize him too. I like this text. Biggest winner in the Devers trade, Hunter Dobbins is dead.
Stop talking about it for a day.
That story has quieted down with the Devers trade.
That's true.
More of your feedback coming up on the phones. Rafi Devers traded to the Giants, who the Red Sox play this weekend out in San Francisco. Why now? And how do you feel about it? We'll continue with all your thoughts on it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.